What up, what up, what up?
Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. It's been a while. Party. Party and bullshit or sports and bullshit? I can't remember now. Sports and bullshit, baby.
It's sports and bullshit.
Fantasy Week 8, 9 edition. What's up, baby? What's up, Dan?
Yes. Doing it for the culture, you know.
For the fantasy culture.
For the fantasy culture.
Fantasy, baby. Fantasy. People, Week 8.
For those of us who live that life,
true, ten
teams, basically don't do anything from August till early December that isn't either sleeping, working, or fantasy football related, right?
Yeah, well, I'm down to four teams. You know what I'm saying? I've grown. You know, I've grown up, getting older. You know, the 5-6 teams, you know, it was a little hard to manage. Now I'm down to four teams, two big leagues, two small leagues, and, you know, I can handle that.
Yeah, I'm in six. It's a bit much, I admit. I'm sweating right now. I got two games that are live for me right now, although one of them is pretty much decided. Actually, I have three that are live, and one of them is decided. Two, I just need Trevor Siemian to keep being terrible, and I'll win.
Well, that should happen. I don't think you should have to worry about that. I'm watching now. He just threw a terrible pass, so that's good.
Yeah, so there you go. At least
eight,
he's consistent.
We're getting started midway through the season, 2017 season. It's been an interesting season. A lot of stuff off the field, but you know it's all fantasy here, so we'll let that slide for the most part. We might make a little comment here or there on it. You know what I mean? But week eight. What you got going on, Dan? What's up? What's up? Let's just start this week. What's going on?
I can't believe what's going on this season with quarterbacks, right? It's nuts. Mm-hmm. The reason in one of my leagues I'm still in a game that I didn't already crush my opponent is because I made the poor decision of starting Drew Brees over Deshaun Watson. You know, who would have thunk
it? Right.
Deshaun Watson at Seattle. But this guy, I mean, honestly, I think he's the number one quarterback moving forward for the rest of the season.
How is that possible? Didn't Russell Wilson just outplay him?
I mean, he won the game, but he didn't score more points.
He didn't?
Didn't Watson have like two or three interceptions?
I know he threw
three,
two or three
although
interceptions.
One of them shouldn't really count because it was, well, not that it matters for fantasy purposes, but it was definitely garbage time, you know, desperation heave. Not garbage time, but a desperation heave.
No, I hear you. I get the gist of what you're saying, though. I don't know if I put him number one. I mean, that sounds a little – I mean, it's not crazy because you're right. He is doing his thing. Maybe he's top five. But definitely,
maybe,
a young man's game.
All right.
You got to let those old quarterbacks go.
Hold on. Here we go. In my one league that I had the both of them, Russell scored 44.8 and Watson scored 43.78. So – he did outscore him by 0.3.
There you go. That's my man,
but
Russell.
I mean, you're pretty happy with them as opposed to Drew Brees, who scored like 13 points. But go ahead. So why don't you rank your top five? If you were drafting your fantasy team for this season today, what would be who are your top five QBs?
Wow, that's a tough one.
I'll tell you mine if you have time to think about it.
And yeah, tell me yours because I didn't really prepare. You know what I mean? I was trying to set this up last night.
So, number one, Deshaun Watson.
One.
Number one.
I thought you were in love with Carson Wentz.
Number two is Carson Wentz.
I can't believe it.
Number three, Tom Brady. Number four, Russell Wilson.
Dude, it looks like you're just going in.
The only reason I don't have Russell Wilson higher is because his offensive line is so bad. They have so nothing of a running game that it just doesn't, you know, I feel like eventually he's going to have a few duds where they can't move the ball in the air, and then they can't do anything. But anyway, and then number five is tricky. If you go by points, it's Alex Smith. But I'll still have a little bit of faith that Drew Brees can turn it around a little bit in the second half of the season. So I'll put Drew Brees at number five. Actually, no. I take that back. Dak to the future, baby. Baby got Dak. I want my baby Dak, baby Dak, baby Dak rib.
Who didn't do anything last game in terms of fantasy points.
Right, no, he just
had about 147 yards passing, no touchdowns.
He killed me, but he still ranks, like, I believe, sixth for the season in for QBs.
So basically, everyone gets a
stinker every now and then, except Deshaun Watson.
So, but basically, you just gave me you're going by what the top scores are right now after 8 weeks. So you're telling me
no.
that's okay.
No, because if I did that, then my number five would be Alex Smith.
But top four.
But my top four are the top four scores.
But you smell in the sauce. Like you smell, you know what I'm saying? Like you're just going off what happened already.
Yeah, but we're 8 weeks in. We're 8 weeks in.
You think,
it's not like
you think that's how we
ended
up
in when like Trevor Siemian was killing it.
Right.
But you don't see a second half slump from Wentz?
Well,
he definitely had one last year, but the way he's playing this season the weapons that he has in his receiving game, in his receiving core, I think it's more likely that he will continue than at his same pace and slump. And Watson, you got to remember, he didn't even start. Did he start the second game? I can't remember if he replaced. I guess he probably did. I think he went in the second half of the first game of the season, didn't he?
Right.
I just remember
yeah, came in relief. Who was starting? I can't remember. Was
Tom
it
Savage, baby.
Savage, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
At least they could have had Kaepernick in there, but, you know, to show him the ropes, but that's another conversation.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to sneak it in there.
Not like there are any teams that could use a quarterback, San Francisco 49ers, trading a second-round draft pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
You don't like that trade?
I would have rather they went back. They brought Cap back. If they think that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to turn them into a good team, they're going to have a harsh awakening because it's not just the QB position that's the problem in San Francisco.
Well, let me ask you this. San Francisco has a few weapons, right? So, okay, fantasy-wise, do you pick up Garoppolo now?
Only if you're, like, completely, utterly desperate because I don't really – I mean, do they really have a few weapons? I mean, you know, I guess they have
– Garcon.
Isn't Garcon hurt? I think he banged up. I'm not sure. And they have – I can't even remember their running back.
They got a couple running backs.
With a good quarterback,
be even better.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, I haven't seen much out of him. Even though I keep hearing about Matt Breida, I haven't seen much. Who's their starting running back?
It's Hyde, usually. It's supposed to be
Hyde. Carlos Hyde. That's right. I have him in the league.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
I think they suck. I don't think he's going to just jump in and be good. Like, I think he can. He could jump into the Patriots system, which he's used to, and be good. But he's going to have to learn a whole new offense now. So,
but there's a lot of hype surrounding him, right? So you always hear that, you know, that he, if it weren't for Brady, he'd be ready to play, blah, blah, blah. We've seen him play two games. I think he did his thing in both
games.
No,
he played four.
I think now you got to look at San Francisco's skill players. Like, you got to give them a clean slate now and really look at them carefully to see if they're worth picking up.
I mean, but who are you talking about? Marquise Goodwin?
Yeah,
Noah,
I'm talking about Goodwin.
Kittle?
Because even with a garbage QB they've had, they still put up, like, numbers, and you're just scared to pick them up because you know they have no quarterback.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll
like
see.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Look,
I'm just saying you got to start looking at him now.
We know he's at least a little bit better than Jacoby Brissett. Because he was ahead of him on the depth chart.
That's true. And so, but that's Yeah, someone was saying,
so there's your,
someone
there's
was saying
your
that
floor.
They got three. The Patriots got three starters in the league now.
I mean, and they have more than that because, remember, Brian Hoyer used to be a backup. Well, I guess he's not a starter anymore. But what there's another guy who
Castle.
Is starting now. Who?
Castle.
Matt Castle. And there's even another guy who was slipping my mind. Maybe he's the backup for Bortles, maybe. I can't remember now. He used to be on Texan. He used to be a Texan with Hoyer. He was like fighting it out with Hoyer and Brock last season.
Yeah,
two seasons ago before Brock. Anyway, they got a lot of.
Well, I mean,
but no Brady backup has ever done anything significant.
All right, so we're talking about, you know, going back to the quarterbacks. You gave me the top five. Basically, gave me the top five and what they're doing this year. So I'm going to the same type of thing. Give me, like, remember, we got a whole half a season to go. Give me, are there any quarterbacks? I'll name them if you want me to. I'll just throw some out there. Any quarterbacks that have been down a little bit the first half of the season that you think could bounce back and threaten, you know, for one of those top five positions? Like maybe a Cam Newton. Do you think he has it in him to bounce back?
Yeah, of course. Cam, Ben. Big Ben. I don't know about Matt Ryan. I feel like losing their offensive coordinator seems to have really shaken this team. They are not the same offense as last year. I mean, Matt Ryan's still a competent quarterback, and they're still good skill positions. But, like, let's remember, before last year, Matt Ryan was like a, you know, 10 to 15 range. He wasn't like a top 10, top 5 guy most seasons. And I don't think he's going to be back there this year, but I like, you know, I definitely like Cam, and I think, you know, you never know, you could get a strong second half from Matthew Stafford. He's always danger. He's always in that conversation. I'll tell you a deep sleeper. Look out for Teddy Bridgewater, who looks like he might be starting for Minnesota after the bye.
But I'm looking at these leaders, right? And Case Keenum, it's not saying anything, I guess. He's top 25.
He's not Case Keenum is not passing the eye test for me. Sorry.
Nah, I hear you. What about Tyrod?
Josh McCown.
Tyrod Taylor's been, not that he's a top five guy, but I'm just looking at his name here. Tyrod Taylor has been actually pretty decent this year.
Oh, Tyrod Taylor is really good every year. He's the most underrated quarterback in fantasy the last 3 years. All he does is like finish in the top 12 every year since he became a starter. And he does it with literally no weapons. I mean, he's got a running back, obviously, but you talk about a depleted wide receiver core.
This quarterback list is like, I haven't looked at it, I guess, before now, like, you know, in terms of fantasy points, like up to now, who has the most fantasy points at the position? You know, Josh McCown.
Wentz or Watson? Right.
Watson is one. Wentz is two. Josh McCown is eighth. Cam Newton is seventh. I felt like Cam has had a terrible year.
He's had a better year than he did last year. But the thing is, we've just had a lot of guys. Well, first of all, we lost Aaron Rodgers. We haven't gotten Andrew Luck back. And then we've had little injuries. Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. It's so funny because going into the season, everybody was talking about how the quarterback position was so deep and you didn't have to take one until so late in the draft. And it's true. You didn't have to take one till late in the draft because you could have gotten Carson Wentz at the end of your draft. Or Alex Smith, and you'd have been great. But the thing is, the position really isn't that deep because there's a lot of guys who are just killing us week to week. Guys like Big Ben, Matt Ryan.
Right.
So, anyway, let's not just spend our whole time talking about quarterbacks. What else is on the agenda?
You tell me. You got the list.
All right. So, let's talk about our biggest busts so far of the season.
All right. Go ahead. Give me yours.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't usually like to include injuries. So, like, I wouldn't want to include an Aaron Rodgers, right? But I do – but I will make an exception for Andrew Luck. Because Andrew Luck didn't get injured unexpectedly. He's recovering from an injury. And, you know, a lot of us thought we were getting a steal, picking him up in, like, 10th, 11th round. And here we are going into week 9. No idea if he's going to play this year. Looking like he probably won't play this year. That's a pretty big bust for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, but like you said, injuries are tough. Tough to call a guy a bust.
Yeah, but I mean, like he didn't get injured. He just didn't get better. But that's my one. My number two is Mike Gillisley, who, you know, I didn't quite understand why he was ranked so highly when, you know, he'd never been a featured back before.
Was he ranked highly, though?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he had a good first two games, and then people started getting high on him. But he was ranked high in the preseason?
Oh yeah, trust me, you're very mistaken. He did not go undrafted. He was originally in the 4th or 5th round because he had this ridiculous touchdown ratio. He was like the most successful running back in the red zone like the past season. But he was playing part time. He was like Tolbert is doing right now with Shady. But he was originally going in like the 4th, 5th round. Then he dropped a little like in the 6th, 7th round. But that's it. Like this guy was going in the top 50, 60, 70 latest. He was going well ahead of guys like LeGarrette Blount, Terrence West, Paul Perkins, Eddie Lacy. These guys were going in the 90s. Anyway, so most of those guys are busts too, minus Blount. He fooled us all by having this gigantic week one where he scored 3 touchdowns. And then he scored, I think, either 1 or 2 the next week. And he hasn't scored more than 5 points since then. And I had to finally just come to grips with reality and drop him this week. So Gillisley is definitely my number two. And number three, I mean, I got to go with Terrell Pryor. This guy was going in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th round. And he sucks. He's got nothing, you know.
I think he had 0 points last week.
Even Jamison Crowder finally woke up and had a big game. But so there you go. Those are my 3 busts. What do you got?
Well, I got to start with no particular order in the 3. I mean, you're still top 3, but I'm gonna say Matt Ryan, huge bust. I had him in 2 or 3 leagues. He's averaging about 16 points a game, which is not horrible, but I mean, you know, he was a 2nd, 3rd round pick, I think, maybe 4th at the lowest. You know, he was supposed to be that quarterback you don't have to worry about, and obviously that didn't work out. And you know, hopefully, I'm hoping and praying he bounces back as a big time second half of the season. But you know, as everybody's saying, you know, he doesn't have the offensive coordinator he had last year. Was that Shanahan?
Did Shanahan come from?
I think he had Kyle Shanahan as the.
Don't start quizzing me now. It's late at night.
Yeah, I think he had Shanahan as the offensive coordinator. Of course,
I know
Shanahan
he's got
to San Fran.
I know he's got Steve Sarkisian now.
Yeah, it's not working out. It's not working out for my fantasy teams that he's on. So, you know, he's been a huge bust. Amari Cooper had to be one of the all-time busts, but then he had a game, I think it was last week, where he dropped at least 40. You know, he had 200 50. Yards receiving, 50 maybe. He had 200 yards receiving,
yeah,
a couple touchdowns. 50. Does that make up for like 4 or 5 weeks of nothing?
Well, I don't know if it makes up for it, but I think it disqualifies him from this list just because it was, if nothing else, just because it was last week. Oh, no, wait, that was 2 weeks ago. How did he do at Buffalo yesterday?
I think he was okay, I'm pretty sure. I can't remember his exact numbers.
All right, who else you got?
There's a bunch of running backs I think who have been busts. Let me see. Bust.
Yeah, I mean, their whole team.
Powell's been kind of a bust.
Yeah, how about
Isaiah Crowell? He's been a bust.
No, but actually, he had a huge game last week.
Yeah, but it's week 8, bro. I mean, 7 weeks of nothing?
He has been a bust until now, but I was smart enough. Somebody dropped him in one of my leagues, and I was wise enough to grab him. I'll tell you one, a guy that I was dumb enough to drop before this week, and that was Jamison Crowder, who had 25 points this week. Held him all season until this week.
You couldn't get him back?
No, he's gone.
About
Most
Jay
people
Ajayi,
just took a flyer. Oh, yeah, Jay Ajayi, definitely. But no one's dropping him yet. See, this is the tricky part. It's you draft a guy, you have certain expectations for him, and then he doesn't meet them, and you don't judge him with a clean slate. So, like, you might see some dude on the waiver wire, and in reality, if you were judging these guys completely impartially, you would go with the guy you own. But because you're frustrated with him, you know, whether that be a Jamison Crowder or a Tyrell Williams, you know, or Frank Gore before this week, you know, you get impatient and you drop him for somebody worthless, and then you regret it. And suddenly
right.
You find yourself with a team where you're holding two defenses because there's nobody good to pick up. Maybe
it's just you. I never hold two defenses.
One league right now, I have Philly and Baltimore. What am I supposed to do?
I mean, Baltimore. They're kind of fugazi.
Are you kidding me? They scored 36 points last week.
About the week before? Didn't they give up 40 a couple weeks ago?
All I know is I can't drop a team. You can't drop. It's difficult to drop your high scoring player.
Please,
right?
Do me a favor. Do me a favor, drop them and pick up a goddamn skill player, please. I mean, give me a break. I mean, Philly has another great matchup this week coming up, right? Who they play?
I don't know, but who do you want me to pick up? Torrey Smith?
Better than another Baltimore defense, really? What year they win the Super Bowl?
A couple years ago.
Ray Lewis ain't walking through that door, man.
No,
Suggs
wait,
is
didn't
like
they beat
47 years old?
Didn't they beat Cap like 2 years ago?
Not two.
3 years ago?
Bro, that,
3 years ago.
Like 5 years at the least.
No.
Dilfer's been on ESPN for like
Not
10 years.
Dilfer. No, it was Joe Flacco.
Flacco won one?
He beat Kaepernick. You don't remember during halftime they he couldn't get the electricity back on.
Oh, that wasn't Justin Timberlake. That wasn't Janet, man.
Not,
was it?
No, that was like 15 years ago. Old man. All right, look, that's enough for tonight.
I forgot Baltimore won another one.
Yeah. So, look, I think this is enough. We gave him a little taste. Let's,
Yeah, good. Yeah, I got to go to bed.
We'll keep it short and sweet, keep him wanting more. And
yeah, exactly.
And starting next Monday, we'll be dropping the top waiver wire picks. So you definitely want to listen as soon as we post so you can get the jump on the rest of your league and get all those free players worth grabbing. Pause.
Yeah, give me a second. We could give him a little tease this week, a couple waiver wire players to pick up. You got any off the top of your head?
Yeah, I mean, if you got nothing – like if you're just holding on to garbage, and you know, like whether it's Andrew Luck or Mike Gillisley, and you're like you know, you might not be able to get somebody who's going to help you next week, but at least you want an investment. Go grab Mike Williams from the Chargers. You know, you never know.
He didn't. I think I saw you picked him up, and I looked at he didn't do anything last week. Why? What made you think to pick him up?
Yeah, because there's nobody else worth owning in the league, and he at least has the potential to catch fire. And, you know,
about,
I mean, this is the guy
Travis
he was
Benjamin.
With Deshaun Watson. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Travis Benjamin is still available in the same league, is he?
No, I thought, yeah, he's available even in a 14-team league. He had five catches, 64 yards and a touchdown last week. You don't forget your return yards if your league does that. Other guys, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's become very lean on the waiver wire. Last couple of weeks, so it's not like I'm giving you like deep league options. Rex Burkhead, he resurfaced last week He's healthy. He got like 7 catches for New England. You know, Belichick loves white running backs, so he'll be in the mix. You got Andre Holmes from Buffalo. How about that? How about that for
what's
a deep
up,
league pick? T.J. Jones. How about him?
How about the other guy?
Then,
who's the other running back?
The big one is who you let go, Jamison Crowder. That's the big one.
Yeah. What about that running back in Philly? Not Smallwood. Not the other one. The other one.
Clement
had more carries than Smallwood last week.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's only a matter of time until LeGarrette Blunt's old big ass breaks down. This guy is is old, and you know he probably has high cholesterol. He looks like it.
Well, they treat him like that anyway. He doesn't get a lot of touches, really. You know, he's basically touchdown dependent. Not even basically. He's definitely touchdown dependent. Luckily, he got a touchdown for me last week. I had to start him because they were playing San Fran. Got me like 12 points. But, yeah, I mean, you know, so we gave you a little taste of what's to come. Check us
just
out next week. Like Dan said, we'll be more in depth. We'll give you, you know, some advice, waiver wire, start them, sit them, all that good stuff, deep sleepers. Check out my deep sleepers column in USA Today. You know, I try to predict, you know, it's either boom or bust. Try to predict some guy you never heard of will go off. So,
you have any successful predictions recently?
I did put Marlon Mack on last week, and he actually did a little something.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I do about six, 7 guys.
Make sure you follow me.
2 or 3 of them right. It's a good week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no doubt. Make sure you follow. It's like baseball. One out of three is like a Hall of Famer. Make sure you follow me at DWI Productions. I'm very funny. Like Chris Rock.
Yeah. And we go back and forth on fantasy stuff. Follow me at Blackatologist. And we'll be a resident fantasy expert. Not as nerdy as the average fantasy expert, but you know, we got some nerdiness.
Yeah, if you're close and you still have a chance, maybe we might help you make the playoffs. Win some of that cheddar.
The Cheddar Bob.
Exactly. All right. Signing off. We'll see you next time.
All right. Signing off. And we'll sign out to my man Biggie. Peace.
Yeah. Brooklyn, stand up. It's going to start anytime now. Or maybe not. All right.